How many verses are in Psalm 119? 176. How many of them, this is harder, but I want you to see the emphasis on this. At least 171 of them, David speaks of the precepts, statutes, testimonies, law. He speaks of the Word of God in 171 of the 176. And so, just the centrality. And I think one of the things we need to see more and more is what's most important for us as a Christian in relation to God's Word is after the illumination of the Holy Spirit, He alone can open our understanding to understand God's Word. He alone must illuminate and give the understanding. But that being said, our attitude towards Scripture and our perspective, immediate perspective, when we come to read it, when we come to hear it, is of the utmost importance. Because when Scripture speaks, God speaking. When the Bible speaks, it is God speaking. And we will benefit to the degree that our heart is focused and our attitude is engaged and we expect to benefit from the Lord. You know, the hymn that we sing, Master, speak, thy servant heareth, waiting for thy word. So I want us to read these first two little sections of Psalm 119 and just see, you know, whenever you lose your awe and the wonder of Scripture and your reverence for it and you're used to it, we should never get used to it. Go back and read Psalm 119 again and you see David's awe and reverence and love for Scripture. Psalm 119, we'll read verses 1 through 16. And what I want us to see afresh and take in is David's heart toward Scripture. Blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep His testimonies, who seek Him with their whole heart, who also do no wrong, but walk in His ways. You have commanded your precepts to be kept diligently. Oh, that my ways may be steadfast in keeping your statutes. Then I shall not be put to shame, having my eyes fixed on all your commandments. I will praise you with an upright heart when I learn your righteous rules. I will keep your statutes. Do not utterly forsake me. How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. With my whole heart I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments. I have stored up your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I declare all the rules of your mouth. In the way of your testimonies I delight as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways. I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Sometimes my wife and I will say to one another, why can't I remember that scripture? Why can't I remember where it is? And I've had this thought. You know, can you remember a year ago today what you had for lunch? Maybe you can if you were in such a rut you take the same lunch every day all your life and so you know. But for most of us, we couldn't remember what we had for lunch a year ago, 5 years ago. No. And we can't We can't remember sermons we heard a year ago. We can't even remember sermons we preached a month ago, right? So, but see, the scriptures, we ought to memorize them. We ought to remember as much as we can. But even what's primary over that, I believe, is benefiting from the Word of God when we hear it. You know, a meal, your meal a year ago wasn't meant to be remembered. It was meant to nourish you for that day. So when you open the Bible this week, seize the moment. See it afresh for what the opportunity is. I am getting alone. I'm sitting in my chair. I'm sitting on the couch. I'm on my break at work. I possess here in my hands the words of God. They are true. They're for me. And I'm going to relish the moment. I'm going to hear God speak to me. Lord, speak. Make it fresh. Make it real. And when you hear a sermon, that it's that way. Our friend Conrad Murrell, he used to say, don't worry about taking notes through every sermon if you aren't gifted for that. You aren't going to remember everything that was preached. But make sure you get your chunk of meat when the Holy Ghost sends it to you. You may get one thing from a sermon that'll live with you for a long time, that'll benefit you. You can go to a conference, you can come back and someone says, what did God speak to you? There may be one thing that God spoke to you through a sermon, through a message, through a book. And so I remember right soon after I was converted when I was 19, one of the first books I ever read was A.W. Tozier's The Pursuit of God. And it was just like, it was a phenomenal experience. Because I had no concept of the reality that God could be pursued personally, experientially, and I could know Him more deeply, and I was to pursue Him like a deer longs for the streams of water. God could be known, and I could grow more deeply in knowing Him. That book was revolutionary for me. I can't remember every chapter now, but I can remember the heart of that book because that's what God gave me through that book. So learn to hear God's voice every time you open this book, and He will feed your soul. Lord, give me something today that'll benefit me today. Feed my soul today. It may be one verse. It may be, you know, I read in my readings this week, I came to the end of 2 Chronicles, and David's at the end of his life. Solomon is now going to build the temple. And David is soon to die. David's prayer, the last chapter of 2 Chronicles, about the greatness of God. Yours is the glory and the majesty and the power and the dominion and the majesty and the victory, O Lord. And then he says, but who am I? Who am I? And it's just, I went away that day with just that, though I read other chapters, but it's the fragrance of it has just stayed with me. That's the way we need to approach Scripture. It's living bread. And every day, we need to have living manna feed our souls. And every time Kevin preaches or another brother preaches, you come, God has a word for you personally. And it's up to you to come with the right attitude and the right heart and the expectancy to say, Lord, beyond the sacred page, I seek Thee. Speak to me. Feed me, Lord Jesus. And so, it's just a wonderful thing. We should squeeze out of Scripture everything we can. So with that in mind, I want us to go back to Mark 14. We're going to squeeze some more out of this experience of Mary here. And it may be something that you've not even thought of. You know, sometimes Scripture teaches us things clearly by doctrine, line on line, precept on precept, and things by example, and things by inference. It clearly implies something.